Well, hi there, come on in. I'm Uncle Charlie. Welcome to Children's Bible Hour Storytime. Now, most of the time, our stories are either exciting or happy. Once in a while, they're a little bit on the sad side. And today, well, our story is a bit on the sad side because it deals with the subject of a mom who is going to go home to be with Jesus and how it affects the family. But maybe you've had that happen in your family or you know someone who has. Our story today is called Between Midnight and Dawn. Do you feel uncomfortable when you hear about heaven? Could it be that you don't know for sure that you're going there? 1 John 5:13 says that you can know. I know, and I'm excited about going there. Just like this song says, Heaven's Jubilee. Listen to this bright song. That's a bright song about the subject of heaven. Are you going there? Have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Well, one of the children in our story today haven't. What's our story about? Our former director here at Children's Bible Hour, Bertha Shooks, known as Aunt Bertha, this story really is taken from part of her own life experience. So I guess we could say it's based on a true story. Written for the Children's Bible Hour by Aunt Bertha's brother, Harry Trover, and entitled Between Midnight and Dawn. It was midnight, and the four children, Esther, Paul, Ruth, and John, were fast asleep in their beds. So fast asleep that they didn't hear the phone ringing downstairs. But their father, who was not able to sleep, heard it and hurried down to answer it. Hello, John Thornton speaking. Oh, Mercy Hospital? How is my wife doing? I see. Yes. Yes, I'll be right there. You said it's all right to bring the children? All right. Thank you for calling. Please tell her we'll be there soon. Mr. Thornton hung up the phone and went to wake the children. As carefully and gently as he could, he explained that Mother's nurse at the hospital had called and suggested that they come right away to see her once more.
But, Dad, why are we going to the hospital now, in the middle of the night?
Is Mom worse?
Yes, John, much worse. In fact, kids, it looks as if the Lord will take her home to be with Him very soon. But she would like to see all of you again, and I think you'd like to see her once more, too, wouldn't you? How about you, Ruthie?
Oh, yes, Dad. I want to see Mom. Don't you, Esther?
Sure I do, but I'm afraid I'll cry, Dad. I know that if Mom dies, she'll go to heaven. It's just so hard.
I know, honey. I know. How about you, Paul?
I want to see Mom, too. But I feel awful when I think of her dying. I'll cry, too. What is dying anyway?
Well, for a Christian, like your mother, dying simply means that you leave your home in this world and move to heaven and live with Jesus.
Well, if Mom moves to heaven, can't we go with her?
Yes, Ruthie, but not just now. A little later, we can all join her there. Just as people are born into this world one at a time, so we all leave this world one at a time. It's just the way the Lord planned it. And actually, it gives us something to look forward to. You see, when your mom and I were married, we had no children. But we kept looking forward to the time when we would have our little family. The first one to come along was you, Esther. Johnny, you were next. Then a little later, Ruth was born, and then came Paul. And our little family circle is complete. Now, Mother is going to be the first one of our family to go up to our new home in heaven. We'll join her there later.
You mean, just like we came one by one into this home, so in years to come, we'll go one by one to our home in heaven to live with Mom?
That's right, honey. Well, I think we're all ready, so let's go down to the hospital to see her. It's very late. It's after midnight. Mother must be very, very tired. So we'll all go down and let's say goodnight to her. Hello, honey. How do you feel?
Come close. All of you. Oh, that's better. I feel much better now that you're here. I'm so glad they let the children come in, too.
Me, too. The doctor says we can't stay long. It might tire you too much. Just a few minutes. Then I'm going to take the kids over to Aunt Grace's house. I'll come back, and I'll spend the rest of the night with you.
Have you told the children why you're here?
Yes, honey. I think they understand.
I just wanted a chance to have one last word with each of you before I go. Paul, come close. Let me hold your hand.
I love you, Mommy.
And I love you, honey, so much. You know, you look more like your daddy every day. And I'm glad you're a Christian like your daddy, too. Remember that day when you came in from playing and you told me that you wanted to take Jesus into your heart? Oh, that was a happy day for me, sweetie. Good night, Paul. I'll see you in the morning.
Good night, Mommy.
Ruthie, your daddy says you've been a very, very good girl while I've been in the hospital. I hope you'll always obey your father. Will you do that for me, dear?
Yes, Mom, I will. And if I'm tempted to do bad things, I'll ask Jesus to help me.
That's good. That's good, honey. Good night, Ruthie. I love you.
Good night, Mom.
Esther, you're the oldest. You'll have to be the little mother at our house when I'm gone.
I fixed the supper last night, Mom, all by myself.
And it was good, too. She can make homemade pizza almost as good as yours.
You've never given me a moment's worry, Esther. You've always been a good girl and a big help. You were the first one of the children to take Jesus into your heart. Oh, walk close with Jesus, honey. Always. Good night, Esther. I love you.
Good night, Mother. Good night.
John, where are you, son?
Right here, Mother.
Come close. Let me hold your hand. So warm, so strong. You're a big boy now. But when you were very little, you used to come to my room in the middle of the night to crawl into bed with me. We'd hold hands. And you'd fall asleep holding my hand. Remember?
Yes, I do.
You were the first son God gave us, John. And the day you were born, your father and I dedicated you to the Lord. We named you John after the disciple that Jesus loved. And John loved Jesus, too. There's an ache in my heart tonight, son. Because you're the only one of my four children that has never trusted the Lord Jesus. But I love you just the same, son. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye? Mother, why do you say goodbye to me? You said goodnight to all the rest. I...
Because the other children have taken Jesus into their hearts, just as your father and I have done. They'll meet me in heaven. So I say to them, good night. But you're not saved, son. And even though it breaks my heart, I must say goodbye to you. Unless you open your heart and receive Jesus as your Savior, I'll never see you again, son.
Don't say goodbye to me, Mom. I know I've been lots of trouble to you, but before you go, I want you to pray with me. I want to be saved, Mother. I know I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me. I want to take him into my life.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving my family to keep for all eternity.
Today's touching story is based on a true incident. If one of your loved ones who knows the Lord were to die, would they be able to say, "Good night, see you in heaven," or would they have to say, "Goodbye"? In other words, have you personally trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you admitted to God that you're a sinner and can't save yourself? Do you believe that Jesus Christ paid the penalty for your sin when he died on that old rugged cross? That's what it's all about, you know. When Jesus shed his blood on the cross, he did it so that you and I could go to heaven if we believe that he did it for us. I believe that. Do you? Have you ever told the Lord you're sorry for your sins and asked him to come into your heart and life and be your Savior? If not, I hope you'll do it right now, right where you are. Don't put it off. It's the most important decision you'll ever make. Before we go, a quick reminder that we have a great website with lots of good things to read, stories to listen to, games to play, and much more. Check out our website at www.cbhministries.org. That's www.cbhministries.org. Storytime is a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we're here because God loves kids.